What is up, y'all? It's your boy Spills. Today we're introducing a new segment. It's the music part of the reviews that we're doing. We're calling it Your Tracks, Our Reviews. And today we're starting out with one of the GOATs and his new album, Might Delete Later by J. Cole. And spoiler alert, he might just want to delete that shit. Alright, so as we said in the first section, it's called Might Delete Later, and since as of yesterday, I think it was, it's still up, but J. Cole said that he's going to remove 7-Minute Drill from the, you know, all the streaming sites and stuff like that, which is kind of whack, but we're not going to get into that. I don't know why you would call an album Might Delete Later and then actually fucking delete part of it. It just doesn't make much sense, but we're going to start off with some of the positive things about this album. Okay, so the first thing I will say is it's J. Cole, and as we all know, J. Cole's got bars. That's one of the things that I will say about this through and through every single song when you listen to it. There are those little one-liners that you get in this album that they do hit. But if I'm being honest with you, there's really only 3 tracks on this entire album that are worth a damn, in my opinion, and that's Pricey, Huntin' Wabbits, and Stealth Mode. Stealth Mode is a bit average. It's got a kind of dope hook that I like. He's got some bars in there or whatever. Pricey is the only track here that's like definitely downloadable for me. That is a good track. So if you want to check that one and haven't heard it yet by some means, you know, J. Cole is starting to get into, you know, the like Eminem side of things where like he's got bars, but just everything else about the album just isn't necessarily there. So now that we got that out of the way, we can start talking about some other things. The thing about this J. Cole album that we got is everything's starting to get repetitive. It feels like this album was something that he was just kind of sitting on, waiting for someone to diss him. And then once Kendrick had that line or whatever that he was talking about in the new Metro Boomin feature that he did, he dropped that with 7-Minute Drill. I don't know if 7-Minute Drill was something. I think he's come out and said that 7-Minute Drill was like the worst 2 days that he's had, and that's why he wants to delete it. So I don't think he put too much time into that, but the rest of the album feels like, you know, he just had all these things. It's very uninspired. It seems like these are just generic diss tracks that are geared towards just about anyone in case someone did diss him. But, you know, he is one of the GOATs. It's J. Cole. The only people who are going to come at him, like, with any sane logic in their mind is going to be someone like Kendrick Lamar. And it definitely showed in this. All of J. Cole's new music really is he's progressively getting worse and worse. So you start with Forest Hills Drive back in 2014, which was a great album. It was so like pioneering in the hip hop for that time. It was such a great album. And ever since then, he's just kind of slowly regressed, which is kind of natural thing to do once you become a mainstream artist. It's something that we can all see coming. But when it comes down to it, he's starting to get to a point where every single one of his tracks, he has the same generic flow over and over again. He still has some glimmers. Like, I know on the Creed album, which was released not too long ago, he had a song called Adonis Interlude, which is this really short track that is, it's great. But you can feel the hunger in him. All these new tracks, they kind of just seem like uninspired garbage. I don't know what more to say about it. It's just starting to get repetitive and repetitive. He's also starting to do these things where he's breaking into these new different styles and genres that just don't work for Cole, and it's kind of sad to see. Outside of that, his cadence is kind of, you know, this like really mumble, like I'm not even trying type of thing. And I get what you're trying to do there, but it just seems lazy to me. It seems completely uninspired with the way he's doing most of these tracks. Except for Huntin' Wabbits is the one that he kind of does that, but it does work. It's integrated with some, you know, like gunshot sounds and stuff like that that just like help the song flow. And when he doesn't really have much of a flow there, it helps progress the track along. Outside of that, Pricey is the only one that really has any type of, you know, flow and cadence to it. So the last thing I kind of want to peg on is the beats. There's nothing really pioneering about any of these beats. It's just something that, you know, they gave him to go off on, I'll put that in air quotes. It wasn't anything over the top that we're looking at here. You know, it kind of has a feeling of like Eminem and Dre back when Eminem was first coming onto the scene, but that was like pioneering shit. This is just this kind of the same old Cole. And back then, when you have someone like Dre producing you, giving you these simple beats to just let Eminem go off, and it's something that we've never heard before, it works. This doesn't work a decade and a half later when we've all know who Cole is. It just isn't it. And to be honest, the whole album just really isn't it. I'm going to go ahead and give my review on this. I originally had it at a 6 out of 10, but I drop it a point just because, you know, you can't release a Kendrick diss, which you got murdered on, and then take it off of streaming services a couple days later. It just doesn't work. When it comes to diss tracks, I know it's different in today's age, but you can't do that and expect people to do it. So I give Might Delete Later by J. Cole a 5 out of 10. 5.0 out of 10. Even 5. Do better, Cole.